It's already the largest eruption on this volcanic island in a century, and there could be weeks left in it yet. But for many, the damage has been done. Roberto Leal watched helpless as the church in his local town square crumbled under the lava. Beside it stood his father's house and his uncle's house, also destroyed. Generations of the Leal family had lived in the town of Todoque for 200 years. Now much of what they'd built there is gone.
Helplessness, horror. It was like a horror movie. At night in my dreams, I only see the volcano, only the volcano eating everything. What worries me most is not my future, but my family, my father who's lost everything, and also my three brothers, my uncle, and my two cousins.
The road to Todoque is paved in volcanic ash. It's raining down on us all the time. Down there, a police roadblock prevents any further travel towards what were homes, businesses, a school, and of course that church, all now entombed beneath a river of cooling lava. And it's still coming. Just look at that. This eruption shows no sign of slowing down. As the central vent widens, new threats appear. Exploding gas bubbles send lethal projectiles called lava bombs hurtling into the sky. You wouldn't want to be hit by one of these. And on the outskirts of Todoque itself, fresh lava threatens yet more destruction.
When will it end? When will we be allowed to go back there? We don't know. The future starts when the volcano stops. My future will be here on this island, in Todoque, if it's possible. And my family agrees. We'll stay here and get on with our lives.
Todoque is not alone, and nor is the Leal family. More than 1,000 buildings have been swallowed up, swathes of valuable farmland consumed. Roberto says he'll rebuild, and Todoque, he says, will rise again. Such is life in the shadow of a volcano. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, La Palma.